we're learning the laws of Mechiras Chametz, the Rambam tells us, quoting a Tosefta, the story of a Jewish person who is on a ship together with non-Jews, and for whatever reason, it was Erev Pesach, and he realized that it was now time to get rid of his chametz, and he didn't know what to do. Says the Tosefta, Harizeh Machro le'en Yehudi, Onasnu lo b'matana. You can either sell your chametz to this person, or give it to him as a gift. Because the belochum imenu achar Pesach, and then after Pesach is finished, you can purchase it back from him. You have to make sure that when you give it as a gift, if you wouldn't sell it to him, but rather as a gift, it must be wholeheartedly. So the Aruch HaShulchan wonders, what exactly is this coming to teach? After all, any day of the year, a person could always be involved in business transactions with non-Jews. Obviously, if you're involved in selling bread or chametz throughout the year, so on Erev Pesach, why would that be any different? And a person who goes shopping purchases chametz after Pesach, so what's the big deal about buying it back? What exactly is this coming to teach us? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, even though this non-Jewish individual knows, he knows you don't really want to sell your chametz. He knows the only reason why he's getting involved in this business transaction is because you have a huge problem. You cannot own chametz on Pesach. And he also can figure out the Jewish person, maybe he's been doing this for years before also, he knows that he's going to just buy the stuff that he owns right now, that he's selling to him just a week later. Umistama says the Aruch HaShulchan, perhaps it's logical to say, Yitin lo revach, v'imkein eino ella b'arma ba'alma v'aser. You give him an extra couple bucks, and it looks like it's just a legal fiction. Kamash Malan. The Kamash Malan of the Aruch HaShulchan is telling us it is not a legal fiction. It is a real business transaction, and it's a complete mechira, and it's a valid sale. And the Aruch HaShulchan actually concludes and says, Lofi Zev, according to this Tosefta, HaMechiras Chametz Shalanu Yesh Lo Yisod Nachon Mitosefta. We have a actual support based on the texts, on the literature, grounded literature, that there is a concept of selling Chametz before Pesach and then purchasing it back afterwards. But the important words the Aruch HaShulchan says, which is echoed by the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is that we must take this Mechira very seriously. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that V'lo Yimchar, a person, when they are involved in this transaction, should not sell it as though it's a legal fiction. You have to sell it to the non-Jew wholeheartedly, with complete sincerity, that it's a real business transaction. And he concludes, it should not be like a joke, like a legal fiction, but rather, it needs to be a real business transaction. In reality, when it comes to the Mechiras Chametz, it's possible that any Jewish person, who this guy was on the boat, and the Tosefta was not necessarily a rabbi, anyone could sell their chametz. But when it comes to the laws of Mechira, for it to be a valid sale, and all the intricate details which we'll discuss at a later time, a person who is a rabbi, who has the expertise and knowledge in all of these laws of kinyanim, of selling chametz, and how a non-Jew is able to be kona, acquire these things, it's preferable to have actually the rabbi to be your shliach, your agent to sell your chametz on your behalf. Now, it's brought down, what exactly is allowed to be sold? Is a person allowed to sell real actual chametz, which is called chametz gomor, or is it only taruvos, various mixtures? Now, some contemporary poskim state that a person is only allowed to sell chametz which is mixed in with other non-chametz items, which is called taruvos. But when it comes to chametz gomer, that's not something which a person should sell, but rather they should get rid of or consume or destroy before Pesach. Most Jewish people and most kehilos follow the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein itself. Rav Moshe paskins that when it comes to the mechiras chametz, a person is not only allowed to sell taruvos chametz, but even chametz gomer. Even actual chametz can be part of the transaction, can be part of the sale to the non-Jew. And as we stated before, in the Aruch HaShulchan, in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, logic should dictate the words of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal as being the truth. Because after all, this is considered to be a real, 100% legitimate business transaction. That you, the Jewish individual, no longer have ownership of this chametz. Rather, it's now being transmitted over to the non-Jew. And therefore, Rav Moshe explains, what's the difference? Whether it's chametz gomer or taruvos. When a person sells their chametz, it no longer belongs to them. And therefore, because of this, and is the general custom and practice of many, many kehilos throughout the world, to paskin according to the shita of Rav Moshe Zatzal, that a person is allowed to even sell, among their mechiras chametz gomer, actual chametz.